Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mr. Kevin Hurst. He is the Director of Student Services for USU Eastern. We've got a lot of great things that always are going on up there on campus. We've got graduation coming up and then summer semester. What is summer semester? What kind of things are offered? And what are the advantages to taking classes in summer semester? And then we're going to finish up by talking about fall semester, because believe it or not, it is just around the corner. It always is. Mr. Hurst, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Dave, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure to come talk about USU Eastern.
You know, that's the one thing about the school year is you can guarantee once one ends, you're already getting ready for the next one.
Yeah, it's always coming.
We've got graduation coming up on Saturday, and you said you've got, you know, a pretty good-sized class. Does that kind of surprise you guys, or is it kind of make you feel like, you know what, this is working and things are going good with all the protocols and stuff that are in place?
We couldn't be more excited to have a graduation ceremony. We were a little nervous that might be canceled, what happened to us last year, but super excited to be able to honor our graduates.
And get them out there and let them walk. And I think that's one of the most important things for students as well as parents. I think graduation is really more for the parents than it is for the students, I believe.
You got to get that photo op. It's so important.
That's right. Okay, so as soon as we get done with that, it's on to summer semester. And there, you know what, summer semester, you said, is a 10-week semester, so it's kind of a little condensed, not a lot. You're losing a few weeks, but it runs just like regular semesters as far as registration, financial aid, scholarships, all that good stuff. And I would assume that you're already registering right now for summer semester.
We are, yep. Registration's open. Anybody interested could register for classes, and classes begin for summer on May 10th.
Is summer semester eligible for financial aid?
It depends. So financial aid, if you have aid available, if you haven't used your aid for fall and spring, then yeah, you could use the leftover aid for summer.
And then there are always scholarships available for summer semester as well.
Wonderful opportunities for summer. And that's why summer's such a great semester, because you can use that extra aid and make sure you're taking advantage of that, and plus use some scholarships. And then the government's always mindful of those trying to get a jump start or catch up on some credits. And so they have some nice summer perks that they always put in place for students.
And I guess one of the biggest questions is, if anyone is curious or anything like that, where can they go on campus to get all of this taken care of? I know you have one-stop student services, and they can go in there and get everything lined out. Are their hours back to normal? Is everybody back in the office? Can help students now and ready to go?
It's a great question. Yep. So we're Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 at the One Stop for Student Services in there. They have the admissions if you need to get admitted to school. They have our advising. They can hook you up with an advisor to talk about classes, financial aid's all in there, and our scholarship professional. So it's just one stop to get all your questions answered.
And I guess another big question that people would have as far as summer semester is, there are a lot of advantages to them. What are some of the advantages to taking courses during the summer?
Yeah, great question. So a few advantages are, you're just, our summer semester, there isn't as many students on campus. And so it's a lot more low key. You have a lot more individual attention between you and the faculty. Not a lot of pressure, because you don't just have the crowds on campus. And it's also a great opportunity to get caught up on some credits or to take some extra credits and really fast track yourself to graduation.
And you can accelerate that. And sometimes in the summer, you know, you can, if you need a certain class and it's just not available to you, sometimes in the summer you can find that and take that class and get that checked off of your checklist. Because, yeah, if you're serious about graduating, summer semester really is where it's at, I would feel. Is that kind of what you guys get there? Is a lot of people are like, you know what, I want to graduate and get done early so I can move on to the next step, or even just accelerate and stay here. Do you guys see that a lot of the people that stay and get the associate's degree are actually continuing their education in Price on the USU Eastern campus to get a bachelor's and so on?
Yeah, we're seeing a large increase of students sticking around for a bachelor's. And in fact, we've seen a jump in percentage. But one of the advantages of summer is just that. You're not taking a full course load typically over the summer, so you only have a few classes that you're focused on. And so you can really give them your attention, and it really does fast track you. We see a lot of data that supports students who take courses over the summer are more likely to graduate, which is really cool.
And so they're getting those done and out of the way. And then once summer's over with, fall is right around the corner, and you know that's what we always said. You finish one thing, and you're already preparing for the next one. When is fall semester going to start this year?
Yeah, so we're looking to start in late August, around August 24th, that Monday, and registration is a little bit unique this year. And so just in preparation because of the pandemic and COVID, we've changed our registration schedule. So registration for fall will open on May 20th for our seniors, and then it'll roll from May 20th through the weekend, and then everybody will be able to register that Monday for the fall semester.
And so you've got that coming up. And then the one thing that people are always curious when it, especially this time of year and with things that have been going on the last couple of years, what kind of protocols are going to be in place? How much are you looking to get back to face-to-face classes as far as a percentage, more hybrid classes? Once again, is that kind of what you guys are looking at?
Yeah, so we're excited about fall. We're hoping fall 2021 will look more like fall of 2019. And so for fall of 2020, we had to make adjustments to our schedule. We took a lot of our face-to-face classes and moved them to online. We're hoping to come back about 80% of our classes to face-to-face format, which is super exciting.
And we were talking before we came on the air, and the face-to-face format for most students is where it's at. I've got two kids that, you know, online courses and just did not work for them. I guess the question is, does it take a special student to be able to handle those courses? Or are you hearing people say, you know what, online, it just doesn't work right for me?
Well, so online courses can be challenging for some. I mean, they have a lot of pros and cons. The pro is you can go to class when it fits your schedule, but the con is sometimes you miss some of that personal interaction and that face-to-face contact, and some students really like that. That's why they come to college. That's why they commit to be residents here, because they like that personal touch, that social interaction that comes from a face-to-face course.
All right, Mr. Kevin Hurst, Director of USU Eastern Student Services, thank you so much for taking out the time today to come in, let everybody know about it. One Stop Student Services, if you've got any questions, head on there to campus, and they'll be more than happy to take care of you.
Absolutely. Come on in. We'd love to help you.
Thank you once again for coming in today.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.